beyond the green and into the grace. Sharing my life with you, yours truly, Hyphenated Grace. Being a woman is not easy. Being a woman leader is harder still. It's a tightrope walk, I guess, with hardly any good role models to show you the way. But I think it's also special and unique. And that's why I requested Ruchi to share snippets from her journey to being the director of an educational institution. Ruchi, over to you.
Thank you, Swapna. I'm honored to be featured in your podcast. Well, when I was entrusted with an academic leadership role at 38, many may not consider that particularly young, but for me, it felt earlier than expected. I had envisioned a different path, one rooted deeply in academic inquiry. After completing my PhD, I imagined immersing myself fully in scholarship. But a leadership opportunity came my way and I chose to embrace it. Looking back, I realize leadership wasn't something I stepped into suddenly. It had been quietly taking shape in the choices I made, the stands I took for myself and for others. In my earlier years, some of those stands may have come from a place of immaturity, but the impulse to make a difference was always there. So when the opportunity arose, I was ready to see it through, especially that crucial first year that I remember so well. What has anchored me through this journey are the people who have stood by me. I have come to believe that leadership is not about perfecting frameworks. It is an extension of the self. And for me, that self has always been equal parts strength and sensitivity, purpose and empathy. These qualities have not only shaped how I lead, but also reaffirmed the kind of leader I can be, one who's rooted in authenticity. Empathy has been my compass. It doesn't mean shying away from tough decisions. I've learned that problems often come from people, and sometimes difficult calls are to be made. But empathy, to me, is not a weakness. It's the strength to face discomfort with compassion. One of the most transformative shifts in this journey has been my relationship with difference. Differences in opinion, approach, and values. I should confess, I have always craved harmony, perhaps shaped by the art, literature, philosophy, and cinema I consume. I prefer peaceful coexistence and visualize a kind of El Dorado where everyone gets along. But working in institutions means encountering conflict. Period. And conflict, as much as I dislike it, it is inevitable. Navigating that has been difficult. I won't claim I have mastered it, but I have learned to lean into sincerity. I do not pretend to have all the answers, but I try to be honest about what I'm going through and how I can walk that path alongside others. I have come to believe that sincerity is its own strength. And I allow myself to feel proud of that. While diplomacy is a part of the role I perform, I'm increasingly conscious of cultivating truthfulness, not in opposition to diplomacy, but as a companion to it. Just as I find myself at a professional midpoint, I also find myself at a midpoint in life. And I think that's where the parallels are. This phase demands a deeper authenticity in how I live, work, and therefore lead. I'm striving towards that with care and intention. Equally important has been the realization that the space I have tried to build is not mine alone. It is a co-created space, built with those around me. I draw immense strength from the people I work with. The idea of community, its energy, its collective wisdom has become central to my leadership philosophy. I no longer think of leadership as something I do for others, but something I do with others. As an academic leader today, I also confront a rapidly evolving world. The disruptions posed by artificial intelligence are real. Like many others, I began with a sense of unease, even threat. But I now see these technologies as assistive, not adversarial. The challenge is to understand, to deconstruct, and integrate them meaningfully. And that conversation must be had with openness and curiosity. At the heart of all of this is a truth I cherish. I'm still an academic. I still read, write, think, and reflect. And how grateful I am for that. Media and communication studies, my disciplinary home, has gifted me with a world of ideas, voices, and possibilities. The texts I encounter, the scholars I admire, the practitioners I learn from, they have shaped not just my intellectual journey, but also my leadership. This journey remains in motion. Some things within me have stayed the same. Others have evolved in profound ways. But through it all, there has been a constant, genuine desire to lead with integrity, to embrace change with humility, and to create spaces where empathy isn't just an aspiration, but a lived experience. Because in the end, leadership to me is about building communities that are kind, courageous, and committed to each other and to the greater good.
Wow, Ruchi. That was so profound, so illuminating, all so honest. Thank you so much. As I said in the beginning, Ruchi heads the well-renowned media school, Symbiosis Institute of Media and Communication, based in Pune. As a friend, I have witnessed the ways she maneuvers through delicate situations, handles colleagues, and glides through it all with lots and lots of compassion and empathy. Thank you once again.
Thank you, Swapna.